I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. I'm going to start with a poem called Santa Cruz Diner. It's part of a series of poems in the book about different hotels. And it's about that moment when you've been traveling with one other person where if you have to look at them for more than two more minutes, you might go a little crazy. So this is called Santa Cruz Diner. The sign above the outstretched leg of the bar says, "Enjoy yourself. These are the good old days you're going to miss in the future." Battered Trivial Pursuit cards next to the coffee creamer, thin tongues of sugar substitute. I sit alone because I can, because I want to. The waitress overcharges and picks her teeth. Somewhere between a tourist and a local, I sit holding a stained white cup. A yellow sign in the intersection reads, "Duck Derby, April 26th. I won't be here. I will pay my bill and go north again, maybe. And you would see her if you walked around the bar, followed the "To the Surf" sign. We are both waiting to be saved, traveling for seven straight days, no solitude. I need an umbrella to lift me. My front door. I need a conversation about agriculture or spies with a complete stranger. A news report. Something other than my eyes into hers and back again, two marbles clicking. Like always, I had no idea we were fighting until we were in the middle of it, and I wonder if she will leave me here in Santa Cruz. I will have to learn to surf or do meth. On the freeway, something breaks again, remains cracked. The flat of my sunglasses, the nail bed. Trust, oh, that old rusted nail, or something like it." And this piece is called Stoop Smoke. On my front stoop, I am narrowing my worldview. Brains of condensation bead the bottle. I clutch the urge to be expansive. I look up when the bus passes too fast, the kids rubberneck from the recycling bins, where they poke at a dead bird with a badminton racket, cheeks puffed with gum. I look down and then ahead. I fix a stare like a broken toaster. I keep simple momentum, glass to lip, trainer toe to stare, the color of evaporation, the gray smell of a wet city panting. On my front stoop, you have stopped to smoke and tell me about transformation. I ask, are you wiser for the breakdown? Why is it that suddenly all we can talk about is meditation? We understand the wet city is a smell and the air pants down our garden-grade faces. Purple basil grows beside the throne shards and the city is the sound of hundreds heaving. And this is a poem called Dear Lyrie. At the Hollywood Stars laundromat, the bitten kid picks some choice scabs. The woman with awkward highlights flips harshly through pages of Canadian Living. I press my back against the window before noting it is crawling with tiny insects, cradle a mass killing field between shoulder blades, and text, "I hate you." Truth is not part of universal grammar. You can be taught to sound out anything, but you can't instruct empathy. You assume it's innate if you've been lucky before. I watch an ant drag the body of a fallen friend across cracked tributaries of double-double colored linoleum, across the face of a soldier on the cover of the Toronto Sun. My best friend from high school goes to Afghanistan, and I make her mixtapes with no mention of our political schisms. Cover art features 1992 best matching hickeys, slip notes in the track list, the wedding is off, detailed drastic dishonesties, sleep fitfully without touching her side of the bed, still full with absence. You spoke in sentimental lines extracted from city TV movies, rehearsed, two steps removed. Lies only exist as someone is present to believe them. You text, then leave me. My mother offers furniture sent by mail. I buy steak dinners for a friend and realize only later the absence of taste, the things you get used to not having, the sensory organs. Still with me? Okay. I love Montreal poetry audiences. They're always so attentive. This is called Law of Reciprocal Actions. Particle A sleeps in until the dry skin afternoon. Particle B, face in kettle steam, pores open dawn. The night before, stare pressed by stare, an equal and opposite reaction, the truth and lie canceled each other out. In the dark hallway, with the light bulb too high for A or B to change without risking fracture, they passed each other, shoulders brushed with identical force, and the sun set without incident. And this is a funny little poem about the truth in poetry. The truth is A, soft and streamlined, B, circling itself, C, difficult to determine, D, pushed and prodded, E, a sonnet asserting itself, F, the truth is right on, the truth is hell yeah. The truth is A, anti-rational, B, a level tablespoon, C, earnest, sentimental, D, form and format, E, a breathless, jagged fragment, F, the truth is six drinks in, all lies. The truth is A, a mascot, B, language, C, poetic sincerity, D, a band with five lead singers, E, you suspect the confessional is a girl thing, F, the truth is N, one, correspondence to fact or reality. The truth is A, you don't owe me anything, B, associative free verse, C, I wish you were all bad, D, an emerging limp, E, blended all fury, F, the truth is solid. And this is called Still Life with Ambulance Call Report. She is holding a dying man's hand at midnight while I watch Law and Order, filling out a form, the mechanism of injury, the direction of force. After closing arguments, I bike in the rain to the blue glow of the ER parking lot. Bring her a muffin, my warm hand filled with blood. She's already forgotten him. The writer advised before she died to grow vegetables among our flowers, to undo our fragments and watch them work. I take my pulse, crossing on a red, return home to banal late night procrastination, and she goes lights and sirens past my house for someone else who's dying to meet her. And this is a poem called Save Me Saskatoon. A Saskatoon fight bar, plastic pint and shot glasses, your lies went straight to voicemail while I flew over Thunder Bay. Missing you is the most reliable character in this room. Pomegranate red lip balm applied in a splinter of mirror. The nights I sleep alone are a solid line of dreaming, a Saskatoon fight bar, plastic pint and shot glasses. Before I left, I bought a bike, cherry lowrider, a basket for flowers. On a two-seater commercial plane wrote polyphonic prairie anthems. Missing you is the most reliable character in the room. You were black-eyed on our first date, all eager and charm. You would know how to fight for me in this bar. Before I left, I bought a bike, cherry lowrider, basket for flowers. On campus, the feminists are demonstrating. I ball up my fingers. I'm surprised I'm not afraid of falling off the flatness. You were black-eyed on our first date, all eager and charm. Save me, Saskatoon, from the drug of ordinary denial. I can fight for me in this bar with no problem shards, but missing you is still the most reliable character in the room. This is another California poem called Capitola 123. On Capitola, you say, it's just a poem, he's just a poet, and slide flat copy of long sonnet sequence from mug of jasmine tea to bottle water. Take 10 teeth-filled photographs, ride side saddle on rented bicycles, no gear but we glide flatline around the coast. Buy sweatshirts in legendary skateboard shops. It's cold here in California, we say every morning, wrapping our dripping hips in dry leaves of hotel towels. I want to bottle the air, even the parking lot smells like a honeymoon. Hopeful, pine, too. I imagine California women all look like her. Weathered honey hair, sun-sculpted 35, ripped jeans, canvas surf bag, standing at the intersection with a longboard, wrinkled elbows. I expect all California men to look like him. Navy blue toque, gleaming LeCube era haircut, loose jeans, ocean for a face, smiles at me in the organic cafe, conjuring orchids, powdered garlic. 3. 2 miles of redwood forest, the Henry Miller Library, sand. I underline directions in fine pink print. We talk like a married couple and fight over things we can't access Google to resolve. And I'm going to end with two surreal poems. This one's called Lollipop Pillow. Under the tree in the yard, the year bloomed moldy, spoke up with a tidy accent and told me, water the garden with gray. Muddy me, stray cat, grasp the pillow, go. Lollipop mildew circumstance, and if you plant flocks in twos, they will come. Phone parsley. Hold me until I blurt tulip into traffic in the bike lane on Harbor Street, you can parsley. Man, I was really parsleyed last night. I got so starling-faced, I was a real stone pear. You can paint with this atrocity. Whirl it. Whirl with me. Thank you.